Food poisoning. Thank you, Michael, not Don. Good morning, colleagues. I'd like to call to order today's meeting of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education for Thursday, April 27th, 2017. And today we have, we're going to do the work session first. I just noticed that we're...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. First, we'll open the work session on Senate Bill 5523, the Health-Related Licensing Boards Budget Bill. Colleagues, you should see in your materials, this is the... there are six boards under this bill, so we will go through them one at a time, walk through the LFO recommendations, and have a series of motions there. So with that...
Co-Chair Smith-Warner, members of the committee, as the co-chair said, Senate Bill 5523 is the budget bill for the health-related licensing boards. It includes the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, the Medical Imaging Board, Naturopathic Board, Occupational Therapy, the Board of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology, and the Veterinary Medical Examiners. As she said, we'll go through one at a time, do the LFO recommendation for each one, KPMs for each one, and if there's any budget notes, and then move the whole package at the end. So we'll start with the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. Just to put on the record, all these are other fund agencies, strictly licensing fees. The first one is State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. The LFO recommendation is $2,173,299 other funds, seven positions, seven FTE. This is a 2.6% increase from the 15-17 legislatively approved budget. There are some adjustments I'll get into in the package detail. What this budget would provide is an estimated ending balance of $902,988. That's approximately 9 months of operating. The first package here is the only package is package 801, LFO analyst adjustment. This package increases the non-licensed revenue by $1,376,107 other funds. This is to reflect the transfer of the indigent disposition program that was approved in House Bill 3243 in 2015 that moved the program from OHA to the board. So this is the revenue that they received formerly as a revenue transfer, and then additional revenue that they get in from that program, which also contributes to that any balance, which is a little bit higher than you would typically see for the standard. The package also updates the cost allocation model for the accountant position. This is a shared accountant that all the health-related licensing boards use, but it's House and Mortuary and Cemetery Board. You'll see this package description. It's for each board. What it does is the position is House and Mortuary and Cemetery, so they receive a transfer in of money from all the other five boards, which contribute to the cost of that position. So that's what that package is doing. The total cost of the package is $39,461 of other funds. And that's the recommendation for the Mortuary and Cemetery Board budget.
Okay.
Motion?
Yes, please.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation for the Mortuary and Cemetery Board.
Senator Monroe has moved recommendation of the LFO, moved acceptance of the LFO recommendation for the Cemetery and Mortuary Board. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. So,
hold the gavel.
Could the increase is 10.7%? Is that because of the license increase or something? What we're saying, it's a 10%, 10.7 increase from the 15-17 legislative approved budget.
I believe is that because of the
due to the FTE going from half to one. Is that the cost of that?
Co-Chair Smith-Warner, representing, I think you're looking at the...
Wrong
I think you're
one.
Up to the next board. Yeah.
this I missed is, one.
You're ahead of
this
yourself.
Should be a 2.6%. Yeah,
okay, I was looking at the mortuary. We've already gone through the mortuary. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Got to get
Hold
past.
That question.
Yep. Okay, any objection? Okay, so moved.
Next, we have the key performance measures for the Mortuary and Cemetery Board. They're actually... no changes recommended, just to approve the 2017-19 key performance measures and targets as proposed.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation with respect to the key performance measures for the mortuary and cemetery.
Senator Monroe has moved acceptance of the key performance measures for the cemetery and mortuary boards. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
This board does have a budget note. I placed it here because this board's executive director has kind of spearheaded the IT work related to these health-related boards. The issue surrounding the budget note, which I'll read in a moment, is that their contract IT person is looking to get out of the business. I think it's kind of the I think I'm speaking correctly. He's looking to no longer serve some state agencies here. I think just his whole portfolio in the near future. So what this budget note does, and I'll read that into the record, is have the board work together with the state chief information officer and other boards that might also benefit to come up with a plan on how they're going to handle their IT going forward. So the budget note reads, the health-related licensing boards are directed to work with the Office of the State Chief Information Officer and other licensing boards as appropriate to assess the information technology-related needs and requirements for licensing databases, as well as support for desktop hardware and software and any other IT systems. A report on this assessment, including any requests for additional resources, is to be presented to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means during the 2018 legislative session.
Do we need a motion to accept the budget?
Yes, please. No.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the budget note as presented.
Senator Monroe moves acceptance of the budget note as presented. Any discussion? Any objection? Okay, so moved.
Next, we'll move on to the Board of Naturopathic Medicine.
That's 10%.
The recommendation... LFO recommendation for 2017-19 is a budget of $812,660. Other funds, three positions, three FTE. This is a 10.7% increase from the 15-17 legislatively approved budget. It increases an existing investigator position from half-time to full-time, and then it also updates the cost allocation model for the accountant. It has an estimated ending balance of $271,487, which is approximately 8 months of operating. There are two policy packages here. Package 110 increases the board's existing investigator two position from half-time to full-time in order to address investigative caseload that is increasing both in number and in complexity of cases with the naturopathic field. This is a total package of $67,467 of other funds and half FTE. And the second package includes a transfer out to OHA of $8,000 for the workforce database fee. That's also a kind of a recurring thing you'll see as these boards get phased into that program. That's $8,000 that they'll be transferring to them. And then again, the accountant position, the total cost of this package is actually a negative with all the puts and takes of negative $5,887 other funds.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation with respect to the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine.
Senator Monroe has moved acceptance approval. Sorry. Has moved to accept the LFO recommendation on the policy option packages. Discussion?
Yes. Yeah.
Senator Monroe.
He's Senator here.
Senator Roblin.
Okay, thank you. So did you have how many extra months this budget is going to give them at the end of the – how far – at the end of the budget?
8 months?
Eight. Mm-hmm. Okay. I missed that one. So.
Sorry.
Again, it's a small budget. Therefore, those little changes have caused the increase to happen to the 11%.
Co-Chair Smith-Warner, Senator Monroe. Senator Roblin, that's correct.
Further discussion? Representative Wisnant?
I understand now but all these are seem to have a lot of money in the bank. I hope it doesn't get swept.
That's two high ending balances in a row of the yes. Six so far. I was thinking the same thing.
Cut down your fees.
Are they,
Senator Roblin?
Have their fees been increased recently? Because, I mean, oftentimes we increase a little bit more than we need to begin with so that we can last a little bit longer. And so are these fairly new, or is this just different management that's made it more, they've been more frugal?
Co-Chair Smith Warner, Senator Roblin, I'd have to double check, but I believe they got a fee increase like two sessions ago for this board. 8 months for this board with the their cash flow with when they do renewals isn't a substantial difference in what they need. They need about six to seven, if I remember correctly.
Senator Thompson?
I'm just going to be a no because of the double-digit increase.
Got it. Okay. Do we need to call the roll beyond that? Or can we just note it as Senator Thompson as a no? Okay. Great. Motion passes.
The Board of Naturopathic Medicine's key performance measures, no changes, just approve the recommend approval of the 2017-19 key performance measures and targets as proposed.
Madam Co-Chair, move that we accept LFO recommendation with respect to the key performance measures for the Board of Occupational Therapy.
Naturopathic.
That's right, naturopathic.
Senator Monroe has moved approval of the key performance measures of the Board of Naturopathic Medicine. Any discussion? Any objection? Okay, so moved.
There are no budget notes, so we'll move on to the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board. The LFO recommendation for 2017-19 is a budget of $490,830, two positions, 1.5 FTE. This is a 3.5% increase from the 2015-17 legislatively approved budget. We'll go through the packages. There's only one for this board. It increases licensing revenue by $45,700 of other funds to reflect better reflect their actuals. They've been getting an increase in the number of licensees for like 12 years, I think. There's been a long time of continual increases for this board. This package also includes $8,648 transfer to OHA, again, for the workforce database. This board is beginning that process later this year, I believe. And then also includes the cost allocation model for the accountant position. The total package is actually a negative with all the puts and takes of negative $18,304.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept LFO recommendation with respect to the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board.
Senator Monroe moves that we accept the policy option package for the Board of Occupational Therapists. Any discussion? The LFO recommendation for the policy option package. Any discussion? Representative Wisner.
Are we on the policy option package?
Yes.
No? Okay, I'll wait.
Okay. Any objection? So moved.
Co-Chair Smith Warner, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this. Estimate any balance with this budget. I can't remember if I said that or not. I'm sorry. $207,471. That's approximately 10 months of operating. This is a biennial license. I know that sounds high, but this is a biennial license. So they actually need about 8 months or so of any balance on hand because of when they do renewals. So they, depending on how inflation goes with things, this could be something where in order to look forward the next session, in the next full session, 2019, they might be looking at fee changes as we look ahead. Just wanted to put that on the record.
Okay. Representative Wisnett?
Okay. So I'm interested in transferring out of Oregon Health Authority for the workforce database fee. Was that a plus or a minus? Did they save money? I mean, if they save money, great. But what's...
Co-Chair Smith Warner, Representative Wisnett, that's actually a revenue transfer from the board. So it's a negative to the board, a positive to OHA.
Do you remember? So we had some presentations on that where there was some pretty useful information that the boards are moving a couple at a time into OHA's system where they about who. Remember that? That's what that is. And each
you,
of the boards, one at a time, is
thank you,
basically
Chair.
Paying okay. to participate in that.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Pretty sure. Okay, so that. I was going to say the POPs we did.
Okay. So the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation for the Occupational Therapy Board's key performance measures is to approve the key performance measures and targets as proposed. No changes recommended.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept LFO recommendation with respect to the key performance measures for the occupational therapy licenses.
Senator Monroe has moved approval of the LFO recommendations on key performance measures for the Occupational Therapists Board. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
The next board is the Board of Medical Imaging. The 2017-19 LFO recommendation is $900,268. Other funds, three positions, three FTE. This is a 4.6% decrease from the 2015-17 legislatively approved budget. It does have an increase in licensing revenue in one of the packages for bone densitometry certification, which was approved in House Bill 2267 this session. I believe that's already through the process and signed by the governor as well. So that's assumed in this budget, obviously. This has an ending. This budget would provide an ending balance of $192,303. That's approximately 5 months of operating. There are two packages for this board. The first is related to the bone densitometry certification. It increases revenue for the establishment of this fee. It's the standard $120 biennial permit that the board offers. They estimate 10 applicants, total revenue of like $1,200 for the biennium. The second package is 801 LFO analyst adjustments. This includes, again, a transfer to OHA of $25,100 for the workforce database. This fee is actually also included. They created it in the administrative rule as they begin this process. So that is the fee that you will see in Senate Bill 5531 that we'll do after this. This package also includes the cost allocation for the accountant position, and then it removes some limitation, some excess limitation in a few of the budget categories that you'll see outlined to better reflect actuals for this board. So the LFO recommendation for this package is actually a negative $72,075.
Okay. Senator Monroe?
Yeah, so question. The reason that other one that Chucky didn't like went up in double digits and some of these are coming down is that they're rebalancing to try and make sure that no one board is subsidizing another. Is that correct?
Co-Chair Smith-Warner, Co-Chair Monroe, not for this situation. You're correct on the naturopathic board. That increase was a result of the one position doubling, essentially, going to full-time. With a small board, it makes a large increase. This particular board, just in the executive director looking at what their actuals are versus what their limitation was, pointed out that, you know, there's some excess here that we don't need. It's just been continually in the standard inflation, and they discovered that, well, we could cut back on that, okay. Which also helps their ending balance. Without those measures, they would be looking at three, possibly less months of operating. So by doing that, it actually avoids having to have that conversation about a potential fee increase coming up.
Gotcha. And Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation with respect to the Board of Medical Imaging.
Senator Monroe has moved to accept the LFO recommendation for the Board of Medical Imaging. Any discussion? Any objection? Okay. So moved.
For the key performance measures for this medical imaging board, the Legislative Fiscal Office actually recommends modifying KPM number 3, which is timely licensure. The original time frame was 10 days, but the board is able to accomplish that in 5 days, and most of the time even less than that. But they thought they could reduce that to 5 days and still definitely accomplish their target. So we're recommending that change.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that the subcommittee start digging a hole. I move that the subcommittee go
home. Not accepted. Go home. Motion not accepted.
The performance measures as recommended by LFO.
There's a hole.
I got there already.
He does carry all the cemetery mortuary bills.
That's right. I think we started yesterday, actually.
Senator Monroe moves to accept the LFO recommendation on key performance measures for the Board of Medical Imaging. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved. I know. I was just going to say.
The staff's right in between.
The next board is the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. The 2017-19 LFO recommendation is $626,713 of other funds, two positions, two FTE. This is a 7.8% decrease from the 2015-17 legislatively approved budget. The reason for this decrease is that this board had a limited duration investigator position added last session in 2015 in House Bill 5023, their budget bill. The executive director chose not to hire that. That request was made from a previous executive director. The new executive director came in, wanted to take some time to assess the investigative position and what their needs are. So that position phased out as it was limited duration. But they will, as we get to the budget note section, we want them to take a look at their investigative process and what their workload is like as it keeps increasing and getting more complex, and come back and report on that. But we'll cover that in the budget note.
Interesting.
This budget would provide estimated balance of $254,643 of other funds. That's approximately 9.75 months of operating. There is one package for this budget. It includes a transfer to OHA of $10,400 for the workforce database. It eliminates the investigator position that was half-time. That's the reason for the 7.8% decrease, the majority of the reason. And it also includes the update for the cost allocation of that accountant position. The total cost of the package is a negative $90,787, and the one position, half FTE.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation with respect to the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology.
Senator Monroe has moved to accept the LFO recommendation for the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
The 2017-19 key performance measures, LFO recommendation for the Board of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology is to approve the key performance measures and targets as proposed. No changes.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation with respect to the key performance measures for the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology.
Senator Monroe has moved to accept the LFO recommendation on key performance measures for the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Co-Chair Smith Warner, members of the committee, as mentioned earlier, there is a recommended budget note for this board. The State Board of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology is directed to conduct a review of its complaint and investigation process and workload and report to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means during the 2018 legislative session. There is a limitation in their budget currently for contract investigators. The goal of this budget note was to have the executive director review the process, whether contract investigators or, in this case, having the executive director look at some of these complaints, if that's the best mode, or if they need to look at their process and what they need to do, and if a limited duration position, now that the new executive director is on, is that the best fit? We want them to take a look at it and come back and report.
Okay.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the budget note for the State Board of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology as presented.
Senator Monroe moves to accept the budget note for the as presented for the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
The last board we have And this bill is the State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. The 2017-19 LFO recommendation for this board is $990,407 of other funds, four positions, 3.75 FTE. This is a 6.6% increase from the 15-17 legislatively approved budget. The estimated ending balance with this budget would be $627,840, which is approximately 15 months of operating. I will explain that as we go forward. There's one package for this board. It includes an increase in FTE from 0.75 to 1 for the investigator position. This was an investigator position that was approved as permanent full-time in House Bill 5023, the budget bill in 2015. There was a mistake in moving this position forward where the FTE wasn't correct. So this actually just corrects that as it was supposed to be permanent full-time. The reason for that position was that in 2015, and I lost the bill number, the board was charged with
5023.
That was just inspecting veterinary facilities, which is a new program that the board had to take over. So we gave them an investigator position for that. They had originally estimated 550 or so facilities across the state. The actual number came in more like 700. So their revenue is significantly higher than anticipated. The previous session before that, they'd also implemented a fee increase, of course, not knowing that there was a facility program coming the next biennium. So they have more revenue and a higher ending balance than is typical, and that's the reason for that. Package LFO adjustment for this board, in addition to increasing the FTE, also has the cost allocation for the accountant position with all the puts and takes of that. The approved, the recommended package is $24,680 of other funds, and then the 0.25 FTE increase, not a position increase, just that FTE.
Okay. And Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation with respect to the State Veterinary Medical Examining Board.
Senator Monroe moves to accept the LFO recommendation for the State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. Any discussion? Rep. Wisnett?
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. So how long do you think it'll take them to get this straightened out as far as, you know, you get the additional revenue so they think they have enough inspectors, but that's going to be a red flag for 15 months on there. So do we need to – do they have an estimation of, you know, how in 6 months they can get that straightened out or
– Co-Chair Smith, one rep wasn't it this is going to be kind of a wait and see process with the facility inspections. I anticipate probably a significant increase in investigations and or complaints that will happen. So they could be looking at some maybe needing some investigator help, or maybe needing additional limitation for attorney general fees, that kind of thing. It's a whole new program for them, so we're not sure what it might be. I anticipate this any balance getting smaller as we go forward, definitely.
Madam Co-Chair. I think it would be to our advantage and ask LFO to be sure that the pony or whatever identifies that, I guess the full ways the means members are going to look at that. Yeah. So a little sentence or something in the pony might be helpful to not let us be there time tomorrow or Friday.
Otherwise, those nasty guys are going to be out here with their brooms.
Yeah.
And while it may not require a full budget note, it certainly is would be useful to maybe point out a check-in for 2018 on how it's going.
We can
and
do that.
Yeah, might be great.
Okay, motion on key performance measures.
Oh,
hang on. I don't think we were just discussing the LFO overall recommendation. Further discussion on the LFO recommendation for the State Veterinary Medical Examining Board? Any objection? So moved.
For the key performance measures for the Veterinary Medical Examining Board, LFO actually recommends proposing a new KPM. It'll be number 5 for this board. It's related to annual inspections of registered veterinary facilities. This is a result of that new facility registration program. House Bill 2474 in 2015 was the bill that created that. So the goal of this key performance measure is patterned similarly off of the Mortuary and Cemetery Board, which does a required facility inspection as well, to have every facility inspected not less than once per biennium. So there's obviously no data for this one yet, but the proposal is that 100% of registered veterinary facilities are inspected not less than once per biennium.
Okay.
Madam Co-Chair, I move that we accept the LFO recommendation with respect to the key performance measures for the State Veterinary Medical Examining Board.
Senator Monroe has moved to accept the LFO recommendation on key performance measures for the State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Co-Chair Smith, Warner, members of the committee. So there is no budget note currently for this board, but we can, in a later bill, we can actually add a budget note directing them to come back in 2018 and report on their facility program, if that's something we'd like to do. So with that, the total recommended changes to Senate Bill 5523, now that we've gotten through the individual boards, LFO recommends the changes that you see reflected in the Dash 1 amendment. Those changes are the budget recommendations that you guys have previously approved for each board.
And Madam Co-Chair, I move that we adopt the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5523.
Senator Monroe has moved adoption of the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5523. Discussion? Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Please clarify for me, all these are in the Portland building. Are they in the... Yep. And can you remind me what are they? What's DAS charging them per square foot? Do you have that or can get that later? you can provide it later. It won't hold the... want to get the... co-chair and to the doctor. I'd like to know what the square footage. So that's built into their budget, correct? Are they paying?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Other discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Madam Co-Chair, I move Senate Bill 5523 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Monroe has moved Senate Bill 5523 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Okay. Any objection? So moved. Okay. We need a full committee carrier. Let's see. Yes.
Senate Bill.
It is a Senate bill? Yes.
Senate bill.
Oh, right. Then I guess you're off the hook, Representative Wisnett. Senator Roblin?
Yep.
But Rep. Wisnett, you could carry it in the House.
Sure.
Okay. And Senator Roblin will carry it in the Senate as well?
Right.
I like teaming up with Wisnett.
We all do.
We're working together.
Got all sorts of stuff.
Before we close, I have the answer to that.
Oh, great. Go ahead, John.
Co-Chair Smith, Warner, Rep. Wisnett, members of the committee, we do have the square footage rate that was provided. The square footage rate for rent at the Portland State Office Building is $1.45 a square foot.
And follow up, Madam Chair,
please.
We can talk later. I want to get the co-chair back, but I'd like to look at what their total CAM charge is. That the computers, their desk, too.
Okay.
It's a dollar. What was it, a square foot?
$1.45.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, any further questions or discussion? With that, I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 5523. Thank you, colleagues. Now, I believe we're going to open a public hearing and a work session on Senate Bill 5531, the Board of Medical Imaging Fee Bill.
Co-Chair Smith, Warner members of the committee, Senate Bill 5531 is the fee bill for the health-related licensing boards. The only fee included in this measure is for the Board of Medical Imaging for the workforce data licensing fee that is charged by the Oregon Health Authority. There are currently 17 healthcare workforce regulatory boards that provide or will be providing beginning this year information for the workforce database. The Board of Medical Imaging intends to pass on this $4 fee for their biannual licenses to the licensee. Currently, 12 of the 17 reporting boards also pass on the fee to their respective licensee. The fee revenue is anticipated to be $25,100 of other funds, which was reflected in the budget bill as well as the transfer to Oregon Health Authority.
Okay. And I would be interested in finding out which, of course, what are the five boards that don't pass it on to their?
I can answer that.
Okay, great.
Co-Chair Smith, Warner, members of the committee, Occupational Therapy Licensing Board. These are the boards that do not charge,
do not pass
the fee on to the licensee currently. Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology, the State Board of Licensed Social Workers, the Physical Therapist Licensing Board, and the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
I do not, no one has signed up to testify on this, but is there anyone here who would like to testify? Are you sure, Anthony? Just kidding. Senator Roblin.
What was the ending fund balance on this board?
It was 5 months, I can't remember.
Medical imaging?
Yeah.
Whoops, I just wanted to test it.
Co-Chair Smith, Warner, Senator Roblin, the ending fund balance was $192,303, approximately 5 months of operating.
Yeah, so I think that's good then.
They were the shortest, I think, of
that's
all
right.
of those six
yes, words. Yes, yeah. Probably a wise choice.
Yes. Okay. Get back to that other one. Senator Monroe, I will accept a motion.
Okay. Are we on a work session?
Yes. We open a public hearing and a work session.
Okay. I would move Senate Bill 5531 to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Monroe has moved Senate Bill 5531 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved. Okay. And that is a Senate bill once again.
Yep.
So Senator Roblin, we'll take one for the team again.
Yep.
And how about Representative Hernandez?
Did you see me pointing?
Yeah, he did.
That's exactly why I chose
nice
you,
job.
Because I saw you pointing to your colleague.
I'll remember
Hernandez
that.
Hernandez will carry to the House floor. And I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 5531. I think it might be worth having a conversation about consistency, particularly as that program expands to all of the boards, about if whether everybody should pass it on to their licensees. I mean, I would argue that perhaps most of them have made a decision in doing it, and there's a decent argument to be made there. I'd at least like to have that be brought up as a question to the ones that do not.
Yeah, I would say it's a good conversation to have, but at the same time, if I've already got a fee that has 9, 12, 14 months of whatever, I certainly don't think that you add money to it at that point. There should come a point maybe in later when they get down to that 5-6 month or whatever normal to say, we're going to add the fee, and it's really in part because of the $4 that's being charged. So I just think that it's responsible if you have enough money to not do it.
Reparish.
Thanks. Since it's a database fee, I would like to better understand what the workload is. Is this because we have to have an FTE to put stuff into the database? Is it because we're building a database? Is it because, and at some point, having built databases, at some point you get to a kind of a diminishing cost associated with that database.
Right.
You know, once you've built it and you've created systems, put data into it.
Put all that data
into it. Right, and then at some point it's done. And so at what point do we reduce these fees after the work's been done, or is there truly a permanent need for the work around it, and that some, you know, we're paying for an administrator. If you start running this out across all licenses, at some point, that's more than, we're generating more income than an administrator would cost.
Yeah.
So
good point.
That would be something I'd like to better understand.
I also want to, and I'll bring this up with Doug, too. I know, talked earlier about having that potentially, some sort of presentation about that health database as a potential phase two topic, and I don't think we've had it scheduled yet, but this is a good reminder that that would be helpful for us to kind of see what they are indeed turning this into, because that can help our conversation on the rest of it.
Sometimes we end up just keeping these things in perpetuity
for no good reason,
and the workload's done.
Yeah,
and I want to make sure that doesn't happen.
Duly noted. Yes, John, go ahead.
Co-Chair Smith Warner, just to Senator Roblin's point, as far as the boards not passing that fee on, two of the boards that you voted on today, Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, does not charge a licensee. They have an estimated 10 months of any balance. That's part of the reason.
Yeah.
And then the Speech-Language Pathology and Audiology Board, same reason. They have about 9 months, and they don't plan on charging the licensee either.
Great. Okay. Anything else for the good of the order besides getting the co-chair promptly to some hot tea? Okay.
Something stronger.
Well, okay, good point. That'll be off the record. With that, the committee, the hearing for today is closed.
Are we coming back on Monday?
Hearing for today is closed.
Are we coming back?